It is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. SAS Australia continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. And from that show, he's a friend of this show and this network. It's Marek Watts on Kennedy Malloy.
Rez, how are you?
Sorry, guys, just picking up my brain off the floor from where Mitchell Johnson.
Wow,
he punched me so hard that occasionally a bit of my brain falls out of my ear. So I've got to keep pushing it back into my skull.
This is incredible TV, man. So, well, let's talk through it. I'm going on a reality show, I think, you're going to be Bachelor in Paradise or, you know, something, maybe cooking flowery. A meal or, you know, something like that. This thing is out of control. Basically, you've had the suitcases punched out of you by one of Australia's best cricketers. And this is the first episode. I've shudder to think where we're going from here.
Well, it was one of the most requested things online before the show started. I think it was 2.3 million people said, we'd like a show where Merrick gets bashed. And I'm always happy to serve the public. Yeah, look, the first scene, if you didn't see it last night, which is...
talk us through it. It's the first episode, Channel 7. It looks great.
17 celebrities, all of us get pushed backwards out of a helicopter about 15 metres over freezing cold Lake Jindabyne. And we all go, wow, that's pretty rough. But that's probably it, the end of it. No, it's not. Crawl through some mud, eat some mud, get yelled at, and it's just from the get-go, we all just went, oh, this is very, very, very real. And then we get taken away to our base camp. We're there for like 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden we run to a place we've got no idea. We never, ever have any idea what's going on at any stage, what we're going to be confronted with, and it was a boxing match, and it's absolutely, totally toe-to-toe, and I was fortunate enough to get lined up with fast-bowling aggression man, Mitchell Johnson, who not only had a bit of reach on me, also managed to have hands like anvils, and have you guys ever been to Fiji? Because that's where he punched my brain to. He punched me so hard, I was unconscious almost.
Was this in the rundown? Because, correct me again if I'm wrong, you actually rang them up and said, can I get on this show, please? Because I know you're a fitness freak. Yeah. So you've gone, I want to be in this. Yeah. Have you changed your mind?
No, well, the thing is that's what you've got to ask yourself. Where did the brain damage occur? Was it before I went on the show or when Mitchell gave it to me? It's hard to say because I signed up to it knowing full too well, as every single person did, that the likelihood of having to go toe-to-toe in a fight like that was absolutely going to happen. So we knew that in the English version, that's what had happened. So we expected that. I just didn't expect it to be quite one-sided.
Let me ask you about a couple of the girls. Now, Roxy Jacinto is already out. I'm not giving anything away there. She's been out doing publicity today.
She did a rigorous six hours. She did 6 hours there. So she got
suitcases punched out of her too by...
Yeah, Candace Warner.
To say this, but isn't she like a triathlete?
She's an Iron Woman. Yeah. So,
and the other one basically is a PR expert. Now, does that seem like a fair fight to you?
That's a perfect matchup for my money. That's a perfect matchup. That's what I would have written if I could.
And she's dirtied up. She's not happy about it. So she was clearly hurt. The other one I wanted to ask you about is Chappelle Corby because Chappelle. You know, I have a soft spot for Chappelle Corby. She's on your list of women I covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this, and I really hope you say she's lovely. What's she like?
She's lovely.
Yes, I knew it.
Seriously. I was just text messaging her before I came on.
Wow.
I'm not even joking. I'm in a relationship with her now.
She's
unaware of it. She's. We could both be in a relationship that she doesn't want. Chappelle is surprisingly lovely.
And she would have been. Like, everyone else has kind of got a media background or a celebrity, and she's coming from a different angle or a different place. Was she accepted? And yes, please tell me more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. She was accepted by everybody. All the cast really, really liked Chappelle. She was, you know, she was there for the right reasons. She wants redemption. She wants a new change. You know, she wants for people to see her differently. I was completely oblivious. I had no idea. I said, Chappelle, what's your backstory? Tell me. And of course, that's a lie because I've made a fortune out of Chappelle Corby jokes.
You bought a house, I reckon.
I bought a house.
The Chappelle Corby wing you've got. If you're like me, you've probably done a million jokes on that woman over the journey.
Every now and again, I'll get a phone call from Westpac saying, "Hey, listen, your accounts are down. Have you got any more Chappelle Corby jokes in you?"
Was she aware of this, or did you fist this up to her?
I literally text messaged her today with what I thought was a really lovely message about how. well she's done and about how people perceive her differently now and what a great person she is. And then at the bottom of it, because I'm a coward, I signed off my name. And then at the bottom, I said, P.S., by the way, I made 1 million jokes about you on radio. Too late to take them back now. I did a few emoji faces. That fixes everything, as you know, right. And move on.
Hey, did we play the bit of Mitchell Johnson?
No, we didn't.
We've been talking about it. Yeah, yeah. Before we go to the break, yeah. we need to show. This is the sound. You need to tune in and see the pictures because they're even more graphic.
Yeah.
But please enjoy the sound of our guest, Merritt Watts, getting the suitcases punched out of him by Mitchell Johnson.
I love this.
You will punch a hole in your opponent's face. If they hit the deck, you will follow up and you will punch them until their face is deep in this dirt. If you find yourself on the deck, you fight your way to your feet. It's all about character.
See if I can cope.
When I say fight your fight, the only time you will stop is when I give you the command stop. Is that understood? Fight! Come on! Yes. Go forward!
Get in there, come on!
That's it! Lots of aggression. Look at the enemy. Take him out.
Wow. Any damage?
Yeah. I mean, he... Look, there was some damage there. Number one, he cracked one of my ribs within about 5 seconds. Yeah, he hit me in the rib and I felt it go. I've broken my ribs before, so I knew straight away. That's not great. But I thought, you know what? I'll fight my way out of this. Oh, hang on. I can't see properly and I'm on the ground. This is not how I imagined this in my mind when we were driving here. Yeah. But he's a great bloke, Mitchell. Yeah. And like that's if you're a fan of cricket and you saw him playing cricket as a fast bowler, that level of aggression is what he takes on. But as soon as he's kind of off that task, he is a great bloke and a massive heart.
I'm prepared to step into the ring with Nathan Lyon. And that's it. Okay. Hey, we're going to come
imagine
back.
If I got Michael Clarke, I would have been thrilled.
All right, Merrick, stay there. SAS Australia back tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. Merrick's going to stick around. Kennedy Malloy.
Stick around.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Merrick Watts is with us right now. SAS Australia, you don't want to miss it. Last night was a ripper. Tonight, another one coming. 7:30.
He's already banged up. He's sitting here. He's got a sling on. He's got a black eye. He's
gone through the ringer.
A bloody mess. Yeah. That was just lunch with my wife. Boom tish. There we go. More of that tonight.
Lighten the mood. What are you? You're there in those terrible conditions. What did you cover? Where do you go? When I get out of there, the first thing I want to do is what?
I went to McDonald's and destroyed a thick shake. And when I say, I mean, I drowned it. I got hold of a McDonald's thick shake and I said, you are going to cop it in my face. And I'm going to punch a hole in your face as a thick shake. And I destroyed it. And it was marvelous.
And confectionery? What in the way of confectionery?
Man, I got into some of that as well. I had a violet crumble, which tasted like Nirvana. And I don't mean the band.
What about Tim Tam?
Well, here's the thing. Interesting. I've taken a new opinion towards Tim Tams, Mick. Funny you should say that. I was at Coles today because I'm a regular person. Yeah. And when I was in Coles, I noticed that there's a freaking Tim Tam wall now. They don't just have Tim Tams on shelves. There's an entire wall of Tim Tams. And I stopped to notice that all the different flavours of Tim Tams. Tim Tams great, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Who doesn't love a Tim Tam?
There was one in our day, wasn't there? There was one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Tim Tam. And if you don't like Tim Tam, I know, forget about intolerances and stuff like that. If you don't like Tim Tams, you are probably a member of Al-Qaeda. Right? It's just a fact. I don't make up these things. These are just things that we know as factual information.
Right. Yeah, cool.
And you should, you know, you should be put on a watch list. Exactly. torture first, find out the truth later. That's my opinion.
Okay.
So, I'm in there, Mick. There's a wall of Tim Tams. We've all seen these different flavours. They've got, double dip chocolate now, and they've got, dark chocolate. Okay,
white
I'm with
chocolate.
You. I'm there with you for the journey, Tim Tams. Then today I said, no, you've gone too far. Clearly the person responsible for coming up with new flavours at Tim Tam Factory has got a gun at the back of his head. And somebody has said to him, Brett, because he's 100% his name, Brett, come up with another Tim Tam flavour or it's lights out. Brett has come up with, and tell me, Mick, what do you think of this? This is a flavour of Tim Tam now.
Yep, okay.
Sunshine Coast strawberries and cream. Not strawberries and cream. Strawberries and cream.
Mm.
Sunshine Coast strawberries and cream. And I put it to you, Mick, can you taste the Sunshine Coast?
Yes, I can. If I did a blind tasting, I could taste for you Keppel Beach.
Yep.
That's Keppel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Whitsundays. Yeah. Oh, that's Sunshine. That is Sunshine.
Hit a big pineapple or something.
Yeah. Hints of pineapple.
Well, that's it.
Like, Scarborough. Oh, that's Scarborough Beach. That's Scarborough. Mate, they've jumped the shark.
100%. Like Sunshine Coast strawberries. Like, for instance, I didn't even know that, like, Sunshine Coast was the hot spot for strawberries. I thought, like, if you're going to get a Tim Tam from the Sunshine Coast, it was going to taste like pensioner. Just like, what's the strawberries and cream?
Oh, I don't know. They've got,
the other one is, wait for it, Murray Salt caramel-flavoured Tim Tam. Murray Salt. So salt from the Murray River is put into a caramel, which is then put into a Tim Tam. Too many levels. What is it, the inception of biscuits, guys? Calm the F down. You've gone too far, Brett. Brett, seriously, mate. I don't know what you're snorting Nurofen now. What are you doing, mate? You have gone too far.
I had one the other day. I swear, Gisborne Orange.
It's liked that too, didn't you?
Well, I did until I found out it was based around Gisborne Oranges.
Gisborne Orange, it sounds like an 80s ska band.
That's what I take to ward off scurvy. Another Gisborne Orange, please.
Yeah, exactly.
So this could be never. And why? What's the need? I don't know. I don't get it.
You're a purist. Mick, when you go to the supermarket and you're going to buy a packet of Tim Tams, do you play around with the white chocolate, the double dip, or are you just old school and just, you know, go for your regular missionary position, Tim Tam, just straight up and down, no frills, no kinky underwear, just, you know, no need for a safety word, just old school, get a Tim Tam. Is that what you're thinking?
Mate, I am pretty vanilla when it comes to Tim Tams, except I'll have everything except vanilla. I don't mind white. I don't mind the goat white. But every time I say white chocolate on this show, Jane reminds me that there's no such thing as white chocolate. So that's when I rang up Tim Tams and gave him an absolute bake.
Well, obviously they've taken your advice on board and gone, Mick said there's no such thing as white chocolate. Make double dick chocolate, make it darker. There's no such thing. That's what's happened. You've spurred Brett on. Brett's a massive fan. He's lost his mind through fear.
Brett's dead to me. Brett's made a very powerful enemy, and he has too. As have you with Mitch Johnson. The show's tonight. I'm going to watch and see. What do you know what we're going to expect tonight? It's going to be just more punching.
Yeah, there's a thing called Murder Ball. So, a fairly family sort of program, Murder Ball. Watch it. You can watch me break another rib. I think that's fantastic.
I'm going to go on this. How would I go? Okay.
let's take a song. Let's get on.
Don't go on.
Well, the episode tonight is called Fear. So it's on 7:30, Channel 7. It's SAS Australia. Always great to talk to you, Merrick. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, team.
Get it, boy.